performances at the Ellington Jazz Club's festival that's taking place this weekend. This weekend does mark 15 years since the Ellington Jazz Club opened its doors, and the club is celebrating with a three-day festival of live music. Headlined by pianist Paul Grabowski, the festival showcases a range of jazz from Brazilian dance music to funk and blues, highlighting Borloo's vibrant jazz scene. One of the first performances of the weekend is Zero MC and the 950 Express, a demonstration of what happens when jazz and hip-hop collide. Composer Mace Francis joins me in the studio now to tell us more about it. Good morning, Mace.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So before we get into talking about the show that you have composed, how did you first get involved with the Ellington?
I can't believe it's 15 years. I mean, it does make sense. Graham and Bernard, the original owners, sort of getting a lot of local industry excitement about it, and support letters, and they've been talking about it for a while, and they finally found the site, and it was very exciting that that Perth would have a 7-night-a-week jazz club, because there's not many of them around in the country. There was Bennett's Lane in Melbourne for decades, which then turned into the Jazz Lab, and there wasn't anything in Sydney. And it's like one of the few jazz clubs that has live jazz 7 nights a week. So it was, we thought, oh, this is ambitious, is it going to last? And it has, and it's done really well. And through the venue, lots of emerging musicians, Lucy probably wouldn't be doing as well if there wasn't a venue to like perform regularly and create her sound and her band. It's been amazing. And I can't remember what the question was, but did I answer it?
I think you did. I think you did. It's really tricky to kind of, summarise.
15 years. It was like, it's amazing. And, with the new owners, Travis and Zoe, just sort of, taking it on and, they've been people who have been to the club for a long time as just patrons, and they understand the essence of the club, and they treat the musicians really well. They treat their, the staff and the audience really well, and they've kind of got that energy of a new club opening. So it's really good. So after 15 years, it sort of still feels like that, that exciting jazz club. And this festival's a really great idea to celebrate that.
Yeah, to celebrate 15
years.
Every
year's a celebration.
Yes, I mean, every day. It's open 7 days a week for 15 years. It is so incredible, and so incredible, as you said, that it's still so vibrant. Mm. I mean, the festival is celebrating a range of different, artists, a range of different jazz styles, but I'd love to speak a bit more about the show you have composed that is opening, that is tomorrow. It's
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Zero MC, and it's the 950.
Yeah.
950, beautiful. And it is a collaboration between jazz and hip-hop. Could you tell us a bit more about this combination?
One of the hats I wear is with the WA Youth Jazz Orchestra. And a few years ago, we did a collaboration with Jindabuja, which is an Indigenous music school. And one of the artists, we collaborated with some of their staff and their students. And Zero was one of their staff members at the time, and we did some music and just kind of clicked. I really like his music; he likes what I do, and we kind of formed a friendship, and it was just worked. It was just like easy to work with. He had great material to work with, so I took his songs. So he's released, quite a few albums and EPs and singles. So he chose a bunch of songs that he kind of just handed over to me and just sort of let me do whatever I wanted with them. So I just sort of expanded them for a big band, so 18-piece or a 15-piece band. Sort of you took what he had on the recordings, but then also added other bits. So, the trumpet, writing extra bits for the trumpets and trombones and saxophones, and try to get some big, brassy blasts and like grooves, and so recreating his track but with way more people and just a full live band. So there's no, like, backing track, you know, no hip-hop track. We're going to do it all live. And so we did a few tunes there, and then just over the years we've just been doing more projects and adding to it. We're hopefully later in the year or early next year write some music together for that lineup, and just, yeah, it's just really fun. And he's got a great presence on stage. His songs are really great, really great hooks and catchy sort of choruses and stuff, and just a great performer, and yeah, a lot of energy. And it's like he has just as much energy as like the rest of the whole band, so it's quite a combo and quite a force to
Definitely.
Be reckoned with.
Yeah, just a bubble of energy on stage. Well, you know, you have spoken about the band and kind of a bit on, you know, translating Zero MC's work in kind of rap and hip hop to a jazz band. Are there any different? What was that process like of, you know, taking hip-hop, taking rap, and translating it to a jazz band? Are there any different considerations between other composments and arrangements that you've done?
There's a lot of similarities between, you know, I mean, jazz is such a broad style of music, you know, and then there's a lot of jazz which is, like, really funky, and, you know, it's not a lot of jazz has been sampled in hip-hop stuff. Hip-hop music, and so, yeah, it was kind of embracing the similarities, you know, and you know, and the way he sort of phrases and raps, that time feel and that expression is also, you know, has like a jazz sort of essence to it, you know, self-expression, improvisation, freestyle rapping, it's kind of all the same sort of stuff. So I got to just get his tracks sort of, I took from that what I could, and then it was just sort of adding bits on which I thought would just sort of amplify kind of the message of the tune. So there's some bits where, you know, he might be, you know, expressing something in the lyric, and I get to do something with the band which kind of supports that, or you know, supports what the message he's trying to put forward. So and it's just, yeah, just fun to be able to, like, build all these layers up and create just this huge sound to get the same energy that he brings with his lyrics.
I mean, a lot of people might think that that's, you know, an unexpected combination, but rap is loud, unapologetic, high energy. Jazz is
same.
Loud, unapologetic,
yeah,
high energy.
Yeah, totally.
So it does seem like quite a natural mix. What can people expect from the show on Friday?
Just really fun energy. The grooves are really cool. Like, you just, you know, as soon as the tune starts, you know, everyone's head starts to nod. It's just fun. But then there's something for if people just like things that groove and feel good, and you want to have a little bit of a dance, that's great. But then if you're also into jazz and you want to sit back and listen, you know, there's stuff happening in the band which is, you know, exciting and different. And we've got some great soloists as well who will be improvising over the, you know, like they do on jazz tunes, but sort of over a hip-hop big band situation. So there's, yeah, a little bit of something for everyone who, you know, just loves live music. And, you know, we're playing the late set, so just, you know, get relaxed and come along and have a good time. Dance the night away. Celebrate at the Ellington. Yeah, totally.
Definitely. Where can people go to find out more about not only your show, but also just the festival?
Well, go to the website. Am I allowed to say the website? Is that,
you can, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, ellingtonjazz.com.au. All their shows are on the website. You can buy the tickets on that website also. Check out their socials. They're on your Facebook and Instagram. Check out our socials too, at the 950 and Zero MC. We've been flogging this gig to death. And just, yeah, really excited about it. It's just a great, really fun combination of musicians and good, fun music. And I think it's going to be a nice way to celebrate the opening night of this festival.
Definitely. Just before you go, and we did touch on this briefly, but why is a venue like the Ellington important?
It's a creative outlet for all these musicians. I mean, Perth has a lot of great musicians in relationship to the per capita. I mean, the You know, Whopper are doing amazing things. They're pumping out these great musicians all the time. The work with Wajo is doing good things with the musicians. So there's that outlet. There's that seven-night-a-week outlet with, you know, multiple gigs. But it's also an opportunity for people who just love to listen to live music. You know, maybe they're not like, you know, they don't like, you know, rock stuff or metal, or, you know, if they're not into hip-hop or those sort of other styles. This is, you know, a place where you can enjoy some really nice food, really nice wine, and drinks, and just listen to really great live music that is sort of has a broad, you know, it's jazz, but it's like a broad range of jazz. It, you know, things from, you know, they go into, you know, things that are like a bit poppy and funky and blues and, but yeah, you just get to enjoy it, but in like a really nice intimate setting. So it's very different to like spending $300 to go sit at the back of a stadium and look at a tiny little screen to see a tiny little Tay-Tay. You get to go and spend not that much money every night of the week, you know, and just enjoy like really world-class music in your home city at any time. You don't have to wait for people to tour here. You can do it at any time. And the club's built up a great reputation where you can just go any night of the week and you know you're going to get good quality music. So that's why, yeah, it's a very important thing to have like a trusted live music venue that keeps going for a long time. So if you love it, you need to go and support it.
Because
venues can easily disappear, and we do see that, and then they disappear and go, oh, I love that place. It's like, when was the last time you went? So you have to go. If you love it, you have to go and keep them here. It's very important. It's like some of these places, it can disappear very quickly. But not that's saying that's going to happen in the Ellington, but you still do have to go.
And why not? It's such an incredible...
Oh, and it's so much fun.
Exactly. And such an incredible lineup this weekend. 15 years of the Ellington. Why not go out
exactly.
and celebrate it?
Especially Friday night.
Yes, especially Friday night. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, Mace, especially a day out from the show. I know you're very busy. For more information, please definitely visit the Ellington website. All the shows for this weekend's festival are there.